Can you respond to my most authentic question? You said something like, there is a tendency in mind to complete the picture. For example, when one person communicates the positive aspects of something, mind would drive the other person to add the negative side of that same thing. All my life, there was the confusion that this tendency of mind was contradiction and conflict was the result. What is your comment to this?
Yeah, this is about having opinions and confusing opinions with thinking your opinions are the ultimate truth. Rather to recognize how changeable they are, you can change any time to another opinion. It is so changeable, yes. So the tendency of the mind, if you have conversation, just ordinary conversation, you have your opinion, you will notice somebody has a certain opinion, and then you have also opinion which somehow maybe just speaks an opposite opinion which is not ultimately not separate. It is just trying to complete. You may agree with the opinion as well, but you speak another or just opposite of it. Both in a way are right from their standpoint, you understand. And in as well, it is not eternal. This opinion, you can get up and say, oh, I could just switch to the other guy opinion. You understand? So this is just simply to see how this mind functioning, rather, it is a functioning. Yeah. You understand? So then it is not disturbing in a way of, you understand that this is the tendency, and I think there's nothing wrong with it. It's just simply how this mind function. It wants to say other things to complete a certain. It's not necessarily the negative, but often people, sometimes I think, or just speak negative so that the other speaks positive, because some people, they always speak negative, always bad news, bad news. Come with some bad news, so they're going to talk good news. You understand? So it's just a bit like that, how it works. You follow what I'm saying? You know, this is this mind, you know? So liberated, it's a bit different. Once liberated, the mind, you know? But it is to start to see how it functions. And so it is natural for the mind. Cat bypass will bound to bark, who knows? You follow what I'm saying? And say certain things, yeah, whatever. Is it so a bit answered? It's not in that way complete. It's just really to, these things are naturally taken care of in intensive satsang. When we liberate this mind, then it is so more so clear how this mind is in fact functioning. You understand? It's more scientific, this body-mind organism, how it's functioning, or rather trying to fight it. You follow what I'm saying? What is so natural? You come to know your very nature, and then you see what is so natural. But if you do not awaken and this mind is not liberated, even you may can see what is so natural, you will always doubt it. You will never be sure. And you can be forever and never be sure, you will always doubt it. Though you may can see, you follow what I'm saying? So last satsang is once for all see what is true. It's no more doubtable, you follow what I'm saying? Does it make sense to you what I'm saying? Yes.
Yes, yes, very much so.
Yeah.
I am deeply touched by your loving care for cats.
No, yeah, okay.
The only thing you asked me to bring from my country was for your sick cat, and the meetings we had here were organized around the cat's needs. Please elaborate on your relationship to cats and love.
Forget this. Why love? Anyhow, generally, it's not that I'm a cat person or anything. I love all the animals. What I'm in love with is innocence. And animals are innocent. And I love also people who are awake, they're also innocent. But I have compassion and also love for people who are in ignorance and the wrong vision. I can't otherwise than love, yes. But they can be a nuisance. So I do, it's not because I have cat, it's just my circumstance, the way I live, they fit better to my circumstance, how I live. I would like to have a dog as well. I like this company with animals where the communication is beyond language, very only now. I mean, this is with or without cat, there is only now, but it is just very nice to live a body life stream, to be responsible for, you know, you're 100% committed if you have a pet. It is not just a toy. And to have a pet because you feel lonely, you better wake up first before you have a pet, because a pet, you're responsible maybe for 20 years. I have a cat 19 years. So it's not after 10 years, 14 years, your child goes to school and then who knows, you understand? No, for 20 years you have to be responsible. This is what I feel for them, because they are always stay children. They stay and they need you. Once they are a pet, they need you. They can't just live wildly. You abandon them. You can imagine any kind of story, nature will take care of itself. This is just an excuse not to need to care. People do that, to abandon. Yes, or let them send free, you know. you have no idea what is free anyhow, you know.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so yes, okay. This is all I can say, really. It's just being playful in that lila, you know. It's a... If you now care for human, for animal, there is no difference. It is very good to find something in your life you want to commit yourself. You love to serve, you love yourself to be committed to. It is many times annoying, but something is so stronger to commit yourself for that. It is enriching display to live for. It can be really just a cat. You understand? So people do not understand. They do not understand the depths of life, the true living this life. You understand? To be really, the true art is the art of living, if what I'm saying. And it doesn't need to be a cat. It could be a dog. But 100% commitment. It is, I can't speak about it. Anyone who knows that. It is very valuable. It doesn't need to be a human. I find that it's very arrogant to think humans are more valuable than to be committed to an animal. This is just the arrogance of humans, isn't it? That's why we are so careless with nature, because somewhere we put nature down. Not everybody, but this is a tendency of a non-liberated mind. Great arrogance. Is it so far answered?
Very much so.
Yes, okay, good.
I have just one clarification question came up. Many people might not be familiar with the word lila. Lila, the play of lila.
What? I thought I spoke in one of this interview about it. I say the play of lila is how I speak it. What it is for Dolano, I don't know in the books. I don't read books. But for myself, the play of lila is to be in the right vision, when it is awake, to be awake, to be in the right vision, mind is liberated, no more separate from pure intelligence, you're no more confused with the appearance, with the duality vision. You know, you're no more confused with it. You understand? It doesn't exclude, but you're no more confused because you're in the right vision. You have made a turn, a shift, you know what counts, you understand? So mind is complete in its liberation. There is no more confusion. Is no more separate from pure intelligence, which is goodness itself. So it's a beautiful vehicle from source, which is so silent. You understand? Yeah. Can't speak. It uses this body to be playful in that lila, in its pure health. You understand? So the play of lila one sleep. It is for Buddha. It is the play of lila. It is so your nature, who you are, source, pure intelligence is so beautiful, reflected. This is the play of lila. Satchidananda, I call it Satchidananda, is reflected in the lila. This is you, an invitation for you to awaken the beauty, the silence, the peace. You understand? It is only you can see it.
Yeah.
An invitation to wake up. So the play of lila is goodness itself. There is no war. There is no real conflict. It is the play. And as well, there is not awake, there are not many. There's only source. And you will not have any separation. There's no more arrogance of you and I. There is just simply relating towards source. There is only source. If now cat gives an interview, or dog, or you, there's only source, it's same source. All the respect for whom I, you understand.
Yeah.
So there is no more a win and lose game possible once you relate and know whom I and everybody is, and mind needs liberation, because we'll still ditch and wonder and not so sure and doubt and try to figure out the rest of it, because you are still in a wrong vision. You follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why I say that liberation of mind is needed. That you are in the play of lila and not in that win and lose game of samsara, where you are in a competition with your wife. You understand? Because your natural situation, if you now know so or do not know so, your nature is dominant to everybody. It is dominant scientifically. If you, of course, in your spiritual thing, it's not. But it's obvious. It is through the rickshaw driver, through all the living beings, whoever you meet. It's so there, dog, cat, instant intimacy. You understand source, only source is? So, there was something more I want to say. I'm lost. Not lost, never.
How could I
could ever be lost, but I just wanted to say, yes. The win and lose of samsara, this is the non-liberated mind, not knowing who am I, this duality thing. Once awake and you're in the right vision, it does not exclude the appearance. You do no more imagine yourself even separate from that. Once healthy, once mind is complete in its liberation, you follow what I'm saying? So it is not to exclude, like almost all the Advaita people visit the logic, speak Maya. You understand? What is Maya? Is your non-liberated mind. What is Maya? Your win and lose game of samsara. So I say, life is not a game. Yes, if you're in the wrong vision, yes, it is a game with your wife and so on, with your spiritual fellow traveler. Don't speak from your heart. Be centered. Look how uncentered you are. I don't know what stupid game about love you have, you know, in the name of love. And so much nonsense win and lose game is going on, and you call, oh, life is just a game. And so there you go with your arrogance. You understand? No, and having no respect and only knowledge in your mind and think you know it all. Does it make sense? You know. Truly awaken. Not any idiot can repeat a book, give satsang.
Yep.
Anyone can do. And right now it is a lot of going on. I don't say everybody, but it is going on. You know, it's good money for some people. If you travel around to collect people, I don't go anywhere. I invite people for the last satsang. For the last satsang, I do not go after you. Does it make sense what I'm saying here?
Makes a lot of sense.
For the last satsang, you have to really surely know this is what I want, you know. And then you come over all these obstacles. So, okay, this is all I want to say about the play of lila. Yes?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So we have another question?
I don't know.
You don't know, you have to go to your book, right? Yes. These are all questions already answered. I have. This is what you were writing down.
Even one more. So
I thought there was.
Now we are in the free space of creativity.
Yeah. Answered all the questions. Oh, good. It went fast. Okay. So this, I think, this is a nice short interview. I think it's just nicely complete, isn't it?
Yes, I think so too. Thank you very much for having been available for all these encounters. Yes.
Okay, it was very nice to meet you. Yes.
It was really, really a big, big pleasure. And the experience I made this week here in India, this was mind-blowing. Literally mind-blowing.
Great, great. Yes.
Thank you just for being.
Yes, thank you too. Thank you too. Yes. Yeah, we had a nice meeting, huh? Yeah. Thank you for coming, and I forgot his name.
Deva Setu.
I told him I'm very thankful that he sent you, and so I feel very at ease with you. To have this interview. It's very nice. Yeah. Thank you.
This is a big, 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 big pleasure and a great honor for me to have taken this initiative also.
It's an honor for me too that you felt that way to come here. Yes. Yes. With listening to the Open Satsang, you could somehow hear.
Yeah.
That you want to share Dolana. This is, thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah.
Last Satsang. Good. Then, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.